An Odd Ditty by T.H. Denison. The odd man's gone. Did you see him pass on that long, lone trail through the deep green grass which forms the wide road's border? The odd man's gone. Yet the moonbeams smile and the dust clouds rise as he makes his mile with a footstep never weary. The odd man's gone. When a sky falls down like a sea of blue onto earth's green crown, you'll find him moving. The odd man's gone, where the forest lies deep and the stream flows purple as it falls to sleep in the song of the trees. The odd man's gone, with his eye on the hills and his soul in search of the old, old thrills which were once its blessing. The odd man's gone. He will come no more with that quaint old step as he passed your door when the shadows were falling. The odd man's gone, with his quaint old ways as he lived in dread of the long lone days with the grey old mist. The odd man's gone, and as all men may with a light step follow on the odd man's way when their dream is ended. Featured in Blind Veterans Review in 1917. Private Thomas Henry Denison. Denison was born on the 24th of June 1884 or 1885 and was working as an official in the coal mine before enlisting with the 8th North Staffs on the 7th of September 1924. A year later, he was totally blinded by a trench mortar in France on the 7th of October 1915. He arrived at Blind Veterans UK on the 26th of February 1916, spending a short 10 months training in poultry and map making before leaving on the 11th of December 1916. He returned to Staffordshire and became a poultry farmer in Blythe Bridge. Unfortunately, he was forced to move in 1924, and at this time gave up poultry and concentrated on mats, at which he was only partially successful. Having married in October 1921, he had one daughter, Nona, born on the 22nd of December 1929, who went on to become a student nurse in January 1947. Denison died young on the 6th of October 1933. I'm Charlotte Cooper-Garcher. I'm on the foundation course at RADA, and my dream as an actress is to be leading lady at the National Theatre.